Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Dr. Susan Lee Program.
Hello, we have with us Colin Whitby. And how are you doing today, Colin?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great. So do you want to start by telling people how they can get in connection with you and a little bit about your great newsletters that you send out with all the great articles from everyone? And
Sure, yeah. About 2.5-3 years ago now, I started publishing by e-zine called The Magic of Being. And it was something that I'd sort of been wondering how to bring more of the myself, the new energies, out into the sort of wide open, as it were. So rather than quietly sitting back doing it and not saying anything about it sort of thing, you know, a little bit sort of split personality stuff going on. So I thought, well, why not have a webzine? So that's how that started. And I started writing articles and publishing other people's articles. And it sort of snowballed from there, really. And it's actually got a reasonable following at the moment. So yeah, so a good place to start contact there. So I'm at colin@themagicofbeing.com if anybody wanted to get in touch.
Yeah, I understand the split personality thing. You know, I think that's our biggest challenge right now for all of us is to start coming out and being who we really are. You know, we've learned throughout our life so far and through our many other lifetimes that we've had that it's not okay to, you know, let this part of us out. But now we're, you know, working on getting that critical mass together so we can all join and really assist the planet with the ascension. So coming out and being ourselves is really the order of the day. It takes a lot of courage, though, doesn't it?
I've been, it's interesting because my sort of what I describe as my day job was a business consultant. I've recently started sharing, you know, oh, by the way, I do the Magic of Being, and what's that about? And I tell people, and my misgivings were all unfounded, really, because people were sort of, oh, that's interesting. But some people will go as far as, energy. I'll go with that. I'm happy with energy. I can understand what you're getting at. But I don't necessarily, you know, some people just won't go past a certain point. So certainly talking to disembodied beings from other planets is probably not where they want to go. But some are quite happy.
Yeah.
You know, some are, but not many.
Yeah, that definitely is a key way
too. Quite a stretch for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Sorry? Really the key. The key to it is to be able to see, use the higher perceptions that we have to be able to see just how much other people can take and kind of stop a little bit short of that.
Mm.
And then everybody's happy in the end. And it gives them enough information to kind of soak in and, you know, maybe later on they'll be able to move on to more information.
So. Yeah, I think we've all had that journey one way or another, you know, so various books have fallen off shelves in front of me, you know, it's been quite interesting.
Yes, exactly. The books falling off shelves, that's happened to me too. So one of the, what really forced me to come out first, the first coming out was when I did my website was through the Arcturians, and they just nagged me probably for about 2 years before I had the courage to actually make it happen. So, and I know that you have also had a lot of really great experiences with the Arcturians. So would you like to tell us how that all began and how it's developed and all of that?
Well, my first recollection of connecting with the Arcturians was I'd read an email, and I just can't remember who it was that sent it out. But it was one of these that was saying, well, why, you know, if you're having difficulty connecting with your sort of higher self, or your, you know, the parts of you that are seem to be a little bit far away sometimes, why don't you call upon the help of the Arcturians, and they can help you find that connection. And so I did that in a meditation, and I just said, you know, I'm having a bit of trouble here, feeling a bit dense. I just got this feeling of somebody sort of, it's not like they talk to me. I get this sort of impression of a conversation, but it's not, there's no words flying around. It's just a suggestion. And what the suggestion was to imagine that my body had, you know, like my skin had a zip. And it starts right at the crown. And then you sort of just slowly unzip all the way down the front and down to, you know, right down your front, really, just to the bottom there. And then you sort of open that up a little, just so that there's more of your sort of inner being showing. And that was a really, really powerful feeling. So I had the idea that when I'm sort of doing meditations with people, we're sort of getting described as synchronized, you know, harmonized. When they were having difficulty, I suggested that they would imagine this unzipping, and so they started to do that as well. And we found that actually, when we both did it together, there was a wonderful close relationship between the energies then, and we were able to share the moment.
How do you mean both put it together?
What Sorry?
How did you? How do you mean? Both?
Well, if you so if for example, I'm sort of unzipped and I'm all sort of radiating all this lovely energy, and the person that I'm perhaps talking to on the phone, or maybe you know, together with, and we're doing a meditation, and they just cannot find that connection, then I just suggest that they unzip themselves. So, you know, again, you start from the crown, and you just slowly zip down the front and open up. And it's almost like the energy part of you, the body, you know, the energy body, just is more available, because you've just opened, you've made this opening. And so when two people do it at the same time, it's kind of like double.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and also you get this little resonance that kind of goes back and forth, and you know, like sound mm-hmm. waves, you know, and they amplify and get stronger and
yeah.
stronger. That's great. It's interesting
right.
that things that resonates to such a high frequency have such practical information, because I found that too.
Mm-hmm. And it was sort of later on that I thought of like just stepping out of the bodysuit, as you know, you called it. So that it's almost like you just take the zip all the way up your back then, until the sort of it goes right back up to the top where you started, and then the bodysuit just sort of falls away. You take your arms out, you take your legs out, and you just stand there radiating this wonderful energy that you are. You know, because all of the sort of restrictions and imagined restrictions are all, they've all gone.
Yeah, that's a great visual. I mean, I could just I could just see that happening, you know. But then how do you get back into the bodysuit? I mean, isn't that part kind of hard?
Yeah, the interesting thing is, well, I tend not to worry too much about that. because each time I'm doing that, I'm leaving something behind. So I kind of just hang it up on an imaginary hook.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of my friends, when we're journeying like this, you know, we'll hang our bodysuits up and we'll go off and we'll go and visit, you know, planets and whatever we do in our lovely journeys. And they always like to come back the same way. So they like to put the bodysuit back on and then come back and sit in the chair and, you know, do all that stuff. But I tend to be able to just sort of breathe in and be back.
Yeah.
So I don't do all the sort of, you know, stuff. I sometimes need it to get out there, but I don't. When I come back, I just come back. I don't seem to need to do the reversal of that. But it's odd then. But next time you journey, there you are back in your bodysuit, and you've got to unzip it again, maybe.
Yeah. I found that too. Yes. Yes. You go through all these things to get out there, and then when you come back, you just zip your back. Because then you're in your higher self, and your higher self doesn't really have time and space, so you don't have to go through all that stuff to get back. You just put out that intention, and bang, you're back. And the bodysuit just has a way of hooking itself back onto you once you go out the door and start doing life, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I guess that's a starting position. And I only ever have to do that if I'm stuck these days.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I can usually go straight to that sort of being outside and being in the energy. I'm not having to struggle now.
Yeah.
The odd occasion, but mostly. But I've got that as a sort of a fallback point, you know. Well, I'm having trouble. I think I'll unzip.
Yeah, so, that's great. Good. So you want to talk a little bit about some of these great journeys you've had?
Well, so some of the connections, the early connections with the Arcturians have been very impersonal, I guess you could say. So I haven't been thinking, oh, here's... a particular named individual. It's been more a sort of feeling of many. So when I sort of call ask for assistance, there seems to have been quite a number turn up, if I can describe it as that. And so I haven't had a feeling of a shape or necessarily a being, more just a sort of a wonderful energy. And so some of the early sort of interconnections, if you like, have been very much on a wider sort of feeling that here's a very helpful and a very understanding and a very loving race of beings who are here to help. So early sort of experiences into it, being with them and traveling to and from where they are, I didn't get very sort of good graphic pictures of where they are. I wasn't sure if it was a ship they were on or whether it was their home planet, or didn't seem to be that important.
So
I guess that was just getting used to the vibration and getting used to eventually noticing that there was perhaps one or two who were closer. The first really getting to know a couple by name, if you like, was when I started doing the Sublime Health Project with my friend Selena from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And she's very good. She can hear the voices a lot clearer than me. So I tend to feel the energy. I don't see very much, but I or hear voices as such, or you know, words. But I hear, I sense what's going on very much through the heart. I can say, oh, and I use the language of, oh, I can feel somebody's just arrived.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily see them, but I know they're there. You know, and so. What Selena has is what she calls the Vibra Keys, and she has designs that the Arcturians have helped her with that actually are designed to open us up when we look at them, and in particular ways. Very, very much based around some of the crop circle designs
that
have been around. You know, so she'll be inspired you know, to go look at a crop circle design, and then she'll incorporate that into her overall design. So I was one of the sort of early volunteers for this.
Great. Yeah. And how did that assist your journey?
Yeah. Well, what we do, first of all, we had to commit to check up every week. So we'd have to tune in and meditate and sort of say, okay, I'm here for my checkup kind of thing. And they would run you through a sort of how you're doing, you know, almost like turning up for a medical, you know, except this was sort of like in energy. What you'd start off with is you'd start off looking at the Viber key, which she presents in a sort of a plastic film. So you sort of hold that and just concentrate on it, a bit like a mandala. And I'd used to find myself looking at different aspects of it. So I might look at some, you know, maybe something gold I'm attracted to in it, or maybe there's something blue I'm attracted in, you know. And then I'd follow that, and I'd find myself going deeper and deeper into the design. And then it might be that I actually end up going somewhere. Now, when I say going somewhere, this is sort of like I'm still sitting at home in my chair meditating away. But I find that my attention, my concentration, or my awareness has drawn me to the impression of a big temple. So I might be in a big glass temple somewhere, and I'll think, okay, this feels like, where does it feel like? Okay, so I'm on Arcturus, so, you know, I'm in that area. Who's here? So then I might feel there's a bunch of people. It might be, it's usually 12. It's usually 12 people in a circle, and I'm in the middle kind of thing. And so something will develop, something will happen, and I'll have found a new vibration, or I'll have found a new frequency or something that I'm going to start bringing back.
Great.
And then I feel, and I started to feel, one particular Arcturian, I just don't ask for things like, what's your name? But Selena said, well, so who is it? ask their name. Who is it? Is it a male or a female? So I guess they don't seem to have necessarily that masculine or that feminine a note, if you like, to their energy. But to me, this the one that I'm very, very connected to at the moment is the name that sort of came through was Kayeka. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I mention her name, she's here now.
Ah.
She's just come in.
Oh, great.
So, so her energy is immediately in the conversation. Wow.
That's wonderful.
Sherry? I don't know if you could feel that.
Hey, let me tune in. No, I can instantly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Yeah. Very sweet energy.
So, she was kind of like the nurse who was going to take me to the checkup and do all those lovely things. they are able to keep the monitor us and keep us sort of on an even keel as much as they can while we're doing our journeys and, you know, just generally helping. So, yeah.
Yeah, that too. So that's good to have.
That was the sublime health thing.
Is there something that this particular Arcturian essence, I'd say essence because I think we mostly are dealing, they're beyond individuality as we know it. And so like a certain expression might be forward for each of us, which is likely, I believe, which is likely our own self, you know, our own higher expression.
Well, that's interesting, yeah. Because one of the things that we were asked to consider was that this being that we've first of all it's sort of like the understanding just how much love that's shared.
Yes.
And how deeply it's shared when we're connecting. So it's an unbelievable depth
yes,
of sharing.
Yes, I just love that. Just saying that sentence, I got the wave of that Arcturian. The Arcturian unconditional love is so powerful, so sweet, and so healing. You know, just the mention of it.
So when you consider that, and then we were asked to think, well, what if that being is you? What if you're one and the same?
Yes.
And then what that means is you must be loving yourself this much. So how about that?
Yes.
You feel the energy now. So suddenly, quite often it makes me cry because it's like, well, I didn't realize. I had no idea.
I know.
That I love myself that much.
Yeah, it just makes you as big as the room and as big as a house, and you just feel yourself expanding and becoming bigger and bigger and faster and faster, and just everything is completely different at the same higher frequency of everything. So it's the same, yet
yeah,
a completely different perspective of where you are. And then, you know, just taking time to calibrate to that higher perspective and remembering who you really are and feeling that unconditional love is just the antidote to all fear. It's so important to have that.
So sometimes it's nice, just I might be standing on a platform station waiting for a train or in the supermarket or whatever, and sometimes it's just nice to think the name, so I just think of a name, and then straight away, there we are, here, we're in this sort of new, wonderful vibration, and then I'm thinking, but we're one, aren't we? And then it amps up even more, it's like, whoa, just have those moments every now and again, just to remind yourself that there's more to this earthly life than what we see.
Yeah, just imagine if there were
just to be that vibration.
Just imagine if there were like a lot of people like on in queue waiting for a train to come, and then each person suddenly did what you said. Can you imagine what a difference that would be? I mean, I think that's really where we're going, is that more and more of us are getting in touch with these higher dimensional expressions of ourselves. And as we ground that in our physical form, and whether or not we take off our bodysuit, I'm not sure about that part of it. But what I hear is that, I've been hearing is that our light, it just radiates beyond our form. And so our form used to contain our light. And then we get to that place that our light contains our form. And then the light transmutes that form.
Yeah, I think the bodysuit image, I think, was me taking off all of the thought patterns and restrictions of what would keep me sort of from being this.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a nice visual. Sometimes it doesn't work, you know. Sometimes you're so dense and stuck that there are other things. So lots of different tools, you know. Because I used to go to light workers meetings, and there would be Sananda, and there'd be Archangel Michael, and there'd a few others, and they'd also come along with their special, you know, if you use my golden mist or from Sananda or Archangel Michael would be the sword, you know. So if I'm really, really stuck, I just get the sword and just whoosh it around my aura sort of thing, and cut away all the things that are possibly in any way from any time or any sort of vibration or reality. Just cut them all away and say, right, okay, let's start from scratch here. And that usually does the trick. Yeah. So,
I know those are
great.
Yeah, because I think we can just inadvertently catch some density, can't we?
Right.
You know, not necessarily know we're doing it.
And we don't even necessarily have to analyze it or understand it. We can just perceive that it's density and just cut it away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as long as we've got those tools, I think, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like in a garden, when you're in a garden and you want to clip back the flowers that have finished their bloom, so that the plant can put more energy to the flowers. And so, you know, clipping back that which is now complete with its cycle, so that we can welcome more things that come into our reality, into our frequency, to bloom even greater than we've bloomed before.
So something I was just reminded of was after experiencing sort of like individual Arcturians, we were sort of taken to what I could only describe as a temple. It's a place where many of these beings would assemble, and we were taken there. Say we, because it was one of the journeys where I was sharing with someone else. We were asked if we would like to experience the one heart.
Mm-hmm.
So we would already be connected to our guides, you know, and we'd have already merged, I would say, is the word I would use. But, you know, we'd just simply stepped into one another. So we were one. And then we were asked, would you like to be one with us? And the sort of like the us was like the whole race, the whole everyone. So when we said yes, that'd be lovely, thank you. We just felt this was stepping into like stepping into all that is. It was the sort of the whole race of beings, and then they showed us how they interconnected with all that they knew. So through an energy grid, if you like, or through an energy exchange, we were able to then touch all of the things in the world, in the universe, in everything. Just instantly became everything.
Wow.
And that was how they perceive, that was how they understand existence or consciousness or the way love flows. And it was just so enlightening.
Absolutely.
And so your heart just goes, it's all through the heart, you know, it's everything,
yeah.
It just goes click, and then there you are, you're in that space, and you're suddenly you're one with all. So that's what they've been teaching us and sharing.
Can you take a moment and kind of guide us through that a little bit, and so those that listen can perhaps have that experience?
Yeah.
I'll sit back and let you do the thing here.
Yeah, well, so why don't I just take you to the temple?
Okay.
And we can all wander in together. So what I'd like to imagine is that we've just arrived, right? So we've arrived in our beautiful white. If we all look at one another now, we seem to be in these really bright white gowns, and we're really radiating. We're really becoming very much the light beings that we are. And so when we arrive, we're sort of greeted by a counterpart from this place, from this lovely temple. And they take our hand and they walk us in together. And we then join this gathering. And what we see is this sort of centerpiece in the sort of very high dome. It's like a crystal dome in this temple. In the middle is this beautiful crystal, and it seems to be radiating in a very pure white light. And then we become to realize, actually, that this white light is radiating out of and into all of the beings in the room. So everyone is focusing their heart energy into the crystal, which then radiates it back out again to everyone else. So what we're going to do is we're just being led to a place in the circle. So we just stand in the circle now. And now our hearts are beginning to become in harmony and in tune with the crystal that's in the middle of the room. So you're now becoming aware of the crystal and the frequency, and now there's a beam of light, of love, going from you to the crystal, and then out from the crystal to every heart in the room. And as soon as that happens, every heart in the room sends their energy back to you, and suddenly you're at one with the whole room. So just breathe and feel that. So the crystal really starts to radiate now. Now then, this crystal isn't alone. This crystal is one of many. And so what's happening now is that this crystal is connecting through to all the other crystals of like all the Arcturians everywhere are connected to one way or another. And then suddenly you become aware of all of those connections, all of those hearts. And suddenly you become aware that you are at one with them all.
Very beautiful. Thank you.
How did that feel?
Yes, very nice.
So,
it's interesting.
One of the things that we can... Sorry, yeah?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead. Do you have something?
What I was going to say was one of the things that we as humans are not very good at is sharing this with one another. Because we put in front of this infinite, unquestioned love, this, we put in front of it all the sort of trappings of love, the way we interpret it. And so when we get the opportunity to share at this level, it seems easier somehow to do it with
yes.
beings that are not human. So we seem to be able to learn how to do it that way. And I think our big challenge is learning how to love this deeply with one another. And not necessarily having to be in a deep loving relationship, but just learning how to do this all the time. Being a loving human.
And that kind of segues into what I was going to say is that I've experienced from different radio shows or whatever that I was on that when I would do the Arcturian energy that people would call in or whatever, they'd say, oh, I totally felt it. And so I'm sure that the people that are hearing this, they felt that. I mean, I felt it completely, and I'm sure a lot of others have two, because there is no time, there is no space. I mean, people could tune into what just happened in a week, in a month, in 10 years, and it would still be there. It's always there. It never goes away. And it's just about, you know, like the old-time telephones, you know, where they take that thing and you plug into the different channels. So that's kind of what we're learning to do, is to plug into that channel and just stay connected as long as, you know, as long as we can, until the place that we just are connected. And that's probably living in Christ consciousness, being an ascended being.
And I think there's a lot of people having a lot of clearing going on as well at this time. And this energy has the capacity to initiate some of those clearings.
Yeah.
But I also feel now, we seem to have gone through so many transitory openings, I don't know how to describe them, you know, portals opening and various things happening this year, that actually I think a lot of this clearing is now over. And I think people can get here a lot easier than before. Because I think the people who have gone there first have done a lot of that clearing. So the ancient sort of frequencies are no longer so prevalent. And I think that, I'm finding people can get here quicker now.
Yeah, and at the same time,
so it would be lovely.
Really close to the galactic center. I mean, the energy, you know, light goes in ever, increasing circles. So even though we're not actually at 2012, when we're exactly on the galactic center, we are still getting that Orion waves of unconditional light and divine creativity and infinite knowledge, these multidimensional, you know, waves of light. They're coming to our planet more and more, and the planet is adjusting, Gaia is adjusting, and so it's yes, it's being cleared, and even furthermore, there's more light. I just read this thing today about how there's been like a collapse or opening in the higher atmosphere of the planet. And I think that's by divine intervention, so that more of this light is coming in to make it easier and easier to get to this place of consciousness that we just experienced.
I think the marvelous thing is that what we found over a number of years now is that the frequency the Arcturians bring is one of many. And, depending on where you need to be and what you need to be doing, so there might be a different helper come on. You know, there might be a Lemurian or, somebody from the Telos, from under the Earth, who we read about now, beginning to get to know. Who were the first Arcturians, if you like, way back.
Yeah.
But there's also many other races that have come to help, and we find each time that we are an aspect of ourselves is one of those as well. So it's almost like how many, I get amazed, you know, just how many expressions of ourselves there are out there.
Absolutely.
And this is what we're talking about, isn't it, with multidimensional beings.
Absolutely. Right, and as we experience this energy more and more, we realize that we aren't limited. You know, we have like Palladian energies and Lemurian energies and Atlantean energies and Sirian energies and Andromedan energies. And even there is an ascended energy for the draconian energy. I've connected with that, and wonderful beings, you know, that, they've ascended. A lot of them have really moved into this energy as well, and they're very humorous and very witty, and it's a wonderful energy too. So there's so many different flavors of this type of energy. It's just the universe is so diverse, so to speak. And Earth has been very diverse because so many different civilizations have used this Earth as their jumping point into a higher expression of themselves. And so here, whatever we call us here, I think a lot of us have come back from all these different places, because this time Gaia wants to jump too. You know, she's going with this time. So we're all like back, you know, back to our friend. The Palladians have come back. The Syrians have come back. The Draconians have come back. The Arcturians have come back. The Orions, the Lyrians, you know. They're all, okay, thanks. You really helped us. Now we're going to help you. So it's a beautiful time we're coming into. It really is. Mm-hmm. And thank you for those beautiful meditations.
Yeah, I think you're, you know, as you were saying, it's actually already happening. And sometimes, and one thing that we've been thinking about lately is, you know, just maybe connecting, I've done this a number of times, connecting with a future self and saying, so how did we do this?
Yeah.
And the reassurance coming back is that, well, we did do it. We have done this. And because there's no time where they are, there's no time where they are, so it's, you know, they're quite happy to have a chat with us.
Yeah, there's no time and no space. So they don't leave there to be with us. We just get plugged into them. You know, there's no going someplace. I've got some Arcturians a lot about releasing our third dimensional thinking and our third dimensional language, you know, to be free of those illusions of time and space, and to move into the reality where everything is here and everything is now. And wow, what an experience that is, and we are having, and we will all remember at once, or something like that, right?
I'm sure. I'm not quite sure how it happens.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, whenever I ask, I hear, y'all ask the Arcturians or people out there, Arcturians, so how will it happen? And what I hear is, we don't know, you haven't done it yet. But at the same time, we already did it. But you know what I'm saying? we don't want to deprive ourselves of that wonderful moment of exploration and discovery. You know, so we'll all, it'll just all be there. Woo! Yeah. So thank you so very much. Really enjoyed talking to you. Maybe you can come back again and visit some other time. And is there any closing statements you'd like to make to everyone here?
I think it's just been very nice to be able to share some moments that until recently you just haven't been able to find ways of communicating, I guess, you know. So I often sort of sit and wonder, well, how am I going to tell people about this? How's this going to get out? How are we going to share this? Because you know I've got to share it. I've got to.
Absolutely.
But it just hasn't, you know. So when you contacted me and said, oh, you're doing this recording, I thought, well, there's one way.
I'm
really looking forward to more. Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, so thank you again, and thank you everybody who has tuned in, and please come back, and call in again. You want to give us your information and how they can get on your wonderful newsletter?
Yeah, so if you want to get in touch, you can go and look at themagicofbeing.com. So that's all one word, The Magic of Being. Or you can, my email address is colin@themagicofbeing.com. I'd be lovely to hear from you.
And you can hit subscribe to get to your newsletter somewhere?
Yeah, there's a page, contact me, and then there's a subscribe. So just put your name and address, name and email in there, and we'll put you on the list.
Yeah, it's a great list. That's a collection of lots of great people, good anthology of a bunch of different, more of those different flavors of the same thing.
Mm.
So thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
All right.
Mm.
Talk again soon.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I wake early to see a sunny sky touching the gray sand of the Oregon coast. Immediately I dress and go out to experience the new day. I walk along the shore so that I may better reflect upon the ocean and the new life to which we are all awakening. We are now in the moon cycle of this new life, just before dawn, but the dawn is coming soon. However, the possibilities are multidimensional, as there are more potential realities than our third-dimensional minds can imagine. Also, many new worlds of different dimensions are awakening within the same moment of the now. These realities exist within our musings, our dreams, and the messages from our soul, as we listen to these messages, as well as to our Mother Ocean, from which all life arose, we entice these worlds into life. These possible realities are swirling within our consciousness, pulling us ever upward towards that which we know we can experience. Can we release the illusions that have ruled our life to follow the stars into the unknown? As I walk along the beach, I feel my friends, the whales, silently holding the frequency for the waters upon which our planet thrives. An expanded light is entering our planet, and we must call upon our highest expression of self in order to ground this light into the matrix of planet Earth. Just ahead of me, I see an opening through the rocks. This opening is very small and is usually hidden by the waters of the sea. Is it safe to enter now? What if I go through that portal and cannot return? Am I ready to leave all that I am to return to that which I do not remember? I experience many emotions as I make my decision. I feel fear that I may become trapped and anger that I might miss this opportunity. As I ponder my decision, I hear the steady movement of the waves, and I feel the warmth of the early sunshine. I smell the ocean, and I hear the gulls daring me to enter. Finally, I step into the portal, filled with peace and love, knowing the joy that I am here now. At first, my vision is unclear as the portal winds and bends. There are many barnacles on the walls, reminding me how often this portal is underwater. Again, the keepers of the ocean comfort me and urge me on. As I move through the portal, I see rocks and sand covered with seaweed, which smells of an underwater world that is just rising to the surface. I think of ancient Atlantis, gone far before time. That which was lost is now returning. Can we remember the past to rewrite the future that we are bringing into the now? I allow myself to raise my resonance into the reality to which we are returning. Again, the whales are the sentinels. I see a long pathway that leads to a crystal temple guarding a crystal city, a newly risen city rising from the sea. How can I bring this vision back to who I was before I entered the portal? Joyfully, I am not alone, for my consciousness is connected with all who have shared this multidimensional journey. We must return to the glory of our true self, says my heart and soul. We must call upon the highest expression of ourself, connect with each other as we would connect with our twin flames, be keepers of the land, which is our birthright, and protect our earth as we merge into one to welcome in our new world. Then we can ground this new earth into the matrix of the Mother. In other words, we will be the circle of one to bring in the greater light and unconditional love. Because of this, all those who have shared this portal will return through it. Together as one. Together as one, we will complete the circle of death and rebirth loss, and recovery. Then, through the force of our unconditional love, we, person and planet, will unite to usher in fifth-dimensional Earth. We will pull down the multidimensional light and unconditional love into our daily lives. We will cross the rainbow bridge into fifth-dimensional crystal city, and we will merge with this city, with this world, with this reality, and we will bring it back into our awakening consciousness and into our transforming Earth. Together, we will restore people and planet to the highest expression of our multidimensional self, so that all may remember, we are Gaia, we are Earth, we unconditionally love our personal and planetary self.